training camp would normally open in May. So that is, 6 months from now, essentially, right? A little more. I'd love to know how the world's going to be in 6 months, Randy, but I don't have a clue. How do you sketch this? Do you at some point say, okay, we're going to proceed as though it's going to be normal, and the training camp will open on this date, and we will be able to get players into the country from the United States, and the season will open on this date, and we will have fans in the stands, therefore we can make revenue projections? Are you going to have a plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D? Jeff alluded to kind of working things, figuring things out with the players, which is obviously another element, but it's hard to do that unless you know some of the other stuff. So how do you plan, for 2021 and beyond saying this is the schedule we would like to play?
Yeah, Stephen, I think you're asking a very good question. As we've watched this all unfold, so I'll start with this. I think the last 3 weeks with the two vaccines, I think have been game-changing events. Obviously, in this moment, we're all suffering with this spike, this second wave that has hit the world. But I think if you just step back from that, the two vaccine announcements, I think, are big. So start there. I do believe something you said. Look, I think if you're planning for everything, you're planning for nothing. And what we have to do is we've really got to narrow the field now. So the next step for us is going to be a consultation with the chief medical officers in each of our six provinces that we play in to really get a sense from them how they see the virus play out and how they see the vaccine introduction into society, how that plays out. We're going to take all six of those views and put them in a blender and see if we can't come up with an idea for when would be a time to think that our season would start. And it's got to meet three criteria: reasonable, rational, and credible. We'll use that as we'll put a dart there. We'll say, okay, we're going to plan to start then, and it's based on the best information we have today. And then, Stephen, the next thing is to make it scalable. So that is to say, no, it can't be based on everything is back to normal. I don't think that meets the standard of reasonable, rational, and credible. So maybe we pick a spot. Maybe we say it's 35 or 40 or 45% of capacity. Put a pin in that and be able to scale it with fewer or more fans as would be permitted. Be able to scale it in that you might play earlier or later as permitted. But I think we owe it to ourselves. Frankly, I feel like we owe it to the players. I feel like we owe it to our partners. And it'll be good for all of us if we say, okay, here's our plan. And as long as it's reasonable, rational, and credible, and as long as it's scalable, everyone will know we can adjust. But I'm excited now, and I'm really excited. Go back to the players. I really want to take something to the players to get them excited about 21, that we're going to work together to make sure that we can get back on the field and resume playing this game that we love so much. So, Stephen, I think that's how we do it now. But it would have been impossible to do that post-Pfizer or pre-Pfizer's announcement because there were just way too many unknowns. I think we know more now, and that's going to allow us to take a more targeted approach to our planning efforts.